hey, we're using Google Voice to record this podcast today. It's funny because to actually record it, I've got to hit a 4, which brings up this automatic recording that says, this call is being recorded.
Well, I'd hate to be recorded without my knowledge.
Right. That's good. I think initially when they first set it up, that they didn't have that. And that people could just record it. So I guess now you could still record calls. It just takes a little more effort. So, let's see. I'm still down here in sunny, not so sunny actually today, Memphis, Tennessee. And are you in snowbound New York?
There is snow outside. I actually have not been outside today. I'm working from home now up in New York, so I don't have to go anywhere, which is kind of nice while the weather is so gross. But there's still snow outside. But actually, the weather has been nice the last couple of days. It's been sunny. It's still really cold, but, you know, so it goes.
Okay, so you didn't get some of the blizzard?
No, actually, my little brother, who's in Chicago, got something like 2 feet of snow, and it did not snow here at all that day.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we were supposed to get some starting tonight here, but we missed the blizzard altogether. Right? The blizzard missed us here in Memphis.
Well, so all the kids will be so sorry that they don't get snow days because tomorrow's Saturday.
I think they used them all up already.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and as it goes in schools, they start, after you use up your allocated snow days, you start adding days of school on. Yeah.
My friend who works at a school down there is really unexcited about that possibility.
It's interesting that the way people do things that way. There was some kind of a documentary I was looking at here recently, and this does pertain to social media, by the way, in that, you know, given the opportunity to get, you know, some money now or to wait and receive some larger sum later, most people were opting to get the money now. When there's an immediate benefit, we'll take it now. So I'm guessing the kids in school, the thought of having to work, to go to school an extra day when it's actually nice and pretty outside in the summer is, I don't know, it's so distant. They don't recognize the value as opposed to being off of school today.
I mean, kids love playing in the snow too. So, you know, as long as they can go outside, you enjoy the snow, and even though it's not hot and sunny, you know, we get plenty of that in the summer, really. It comes right down to it, so.
So, hey, what's going on? What's happening in our social world?
Well, I do have some mobile updates. Android Honeycomb has been released, which is really exciting because it's the first version of Android that is actually for tablets. And we'll start to see some tablets roll out with that. I know the Motorola Zoom, but that's Zoom with an X, so I'm assuming it's pronounced Zoom, but I'm not really positive. So it's XOOM, and that comes out February 24th, and they did a demo of Honeycomb, I think it was last week, or maybe it was early this week, and it looks nice. I mean, it doesn't look outrageously different from, you know, kind of like an integration of Chrome with surprisingly a Mac desktop is kind of what it looks like to me. It looks very much like my MacBook, kind of the layout and design. So that's really surprising since, you know, Android's biggest competitor at this moment is Apple. But, you know, if you can't beat them, join them.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
It looks like they've adopted some layout elements from that. Also really exciting in Android news is the Android market has come to the Internet. You know, like you can surf the iTunes market online. Now you can finally surf the Android market online. And it is, I'm trying to pull up the URL right now, but it's really great because it's a little bit more user-friendly than surfing apps on your phone. You've got a bigger screen. You can navigate a little more easily. And then you can send the apps right to your phone. You can buy them on the market online. It's market.android.com or okay. android.com/market. And so that, I think, is a really good move for Android. You know, we've always had some issues with the podcast and the notes in the podcast. When we want to link to an app, we can always link right to the app on the iTunes market, but we always just have to tell people about it on the Android market. It's like, go to the Android market on your phone and find it. Now we can finally link to it. So that'll be great for our podcast notes.
So you can go there and you actually pay for the app and it'll send it over to your phone, like through the market. It'll send it to your phone.
I think the way that you do it is it sends it to your Gmail account, or maybe you can give it any email address, whatever email address is hooked up to your phone, and then you send the link, and then you go to the link, and then it downloads it onto your phone. But I believe you can pay for it actually on the site and hook it up to your Android account.
Okay.
So, and it looks really nice. It's a nicely laid out site, very user-friendly, navigable. You can, you know, sort by top free apps or top paid apps, and then within each category you can search paid and free just like you can on the Android market on your phone, only you can see everything better and navigate a little more easily because you have a mouse and a full-size keyboard. I've never wanted to dive into the market long enough to really explore games because, you know, I don't need them, and surfing, you know, the Android market on my tiny little screen has always just been a little more frustrating than has been worth it for games, but now I can look up all the games on my computer and start being a time waster on my phone. But I need them for the subway. I need games on my phone for the subway.
Games. Okay. All right. Well, hey, we've been enjoying the music that you left behind. That's been a nice eclectic share, so appreciate that. On the Android, I went to the Tech Lunch, which happens over at Panera Bread. They're across from the Oak Court Mall here in Memphis every Wednesday at 11:30. And it wasn't getting too geeky as far as, you know, really deep programming type things. So it was a very conversational type of group. And one of the things I picked up is that, oh, yeah, Google Goggles will scan QR codes. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I actually have that app, and I always think of myself as not having a QR, like a barcode scanner, but I guess I do.
That's where my mind was exactly. So I thought, wait, why did I go get these other QR code readers when I had that? Because I've had Google Goggles on my phone for a while.
Well, and that's a really cool app.
Yeah, oh, it's great. It's got a lot of utility. And so so another guy sitting there at the table, he happened to have his QR code set up on his phone so that when you scan it, what you get is his e-card. So it was very interesting. You scan his information with your QR code reader, and with a click, he's automatically added to your address book, all that information.
Fancy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so more utility there with the QR code and being able to read it, at least on the Android platform. So that was good. That Tech Lunch thing goes on.
And that's Wednesday?
Every Wednesday at 11:30.
We'll put that in the podcast notes.
Good, good. Brian Swanson, he's the one that heads that up. So he may have an official page or something like that going on there. You might look him up on Twitter.
All right, I will look that up and get that in the podcast notes if I can find that.
Yeah, speaking about the meetup type of things, big kudos to Beth Sanders, who packed the back room there at Republic Coffee last night for the WordPress meetup.
That's awesome.
I stopped by there, grabbed a couple of photos, and then I had to leave, actually, because I found out my grandmother who's in town is actually leaving, so I had to get going, but there was only one place to sit. and before I actually left, somebody had taken it. So evidently it was good times there with a lot of people getting involved and interested in WordPress, and she has that monthly, and we'll make sure we put a link to that in the notes as well.
Well, and it's such a great platform, and I think what people don't understand about WordPress is that you can do so much more with it than have a blog. You know, you can have a business website, you can have a static website, it is such a versatile platform, and people are just assuming that it's only for blogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think more and more folks are getting away from that, and one of the things I like about it, too, is as a content management system, a CMS, is that it's not proprietary. You know, so here at LunaWeb, I was meeting with the folks from Precision Heating and Air yesterday. We were talking about their blog and about how these plugins that are out there being written by so many people who are just enthusiastic about the platform because it's open source, there's a whole community around it that supports it. You know, it's not a proprietary thing, so you're not limited by the talents and capabilities of one organization. And you've got this whole massive community that's developing and that can support this. So So yay to WordPress one more time.
Well, speaking of talent, 48-hour launch was last weekend, wasn't it?
It was, and it was the best one yet, really. Started out with, there were 23 pitches on Friday night, and by 48 hours later, on Sunday evening, there were 9 presentations from 9 separate startup entities. Tell us where they were. One of them happened to be a young fellow who we've actually got on the show today, Cole, and he's 11 years old. I did not mention when I was talking to him that he's in the 6th grade. Didn't know what school.
He's a young entrepreneur by every definition.
We're on the road this time over here at Republic Coffee, catching up with Cole Zaslav, who is an 11-year-old, 48-hour launch rock star with a new startup called Bandtutor.com. Did I get that right?
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, Cole, welcome to the Social Expedition.
Thank you.
So how does it feel? You're 11-year-old CEO of a brand-new startup. Is that pretty much the story? Or? Yeah?
Gilbert.
You know, 2 weeks ago, did you think you would be, did you see this coming?
Well, my mom and my brother and I were talking about this, and so my brother was going to come because it was kind of both of our ideas.
Oh, to come to the 48-hour launch?
Yep.
So what did you do? You.
My brother didn't come.
Yeah?
Yeah, he couldn't.
Okay. All right, so at some point, I guess, you guys realize, hey, there's a business opportunity here. There's something there that's needed. So tell me about this process, about, you know, how did you come to realize this need for Bandtutor?
Like how we thought of the idea?
Yeah.
Well, really, if you want to know the truth, my brother and I just saw the movie The Social Network.
Oh.
And we were inspired to make a website of some sort, and he thought of a music website, and I thought of putting childcare in it, and he said, sure, and we tried making it, and it didn't go well, we didn't have anything, and then, like, a couple weeks or a month later, my mom told us about 48-hour launch, and so we thought maybe we should pitch that idea for them.
So did the idea change?
The name and the idea.
Okay.
They added more to the idea because, like, we wanted child safety. We didn't know exactly about child safety until we really thought about it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So were you kind of looking for, hey, here's an opportunity to start a business. Let's go find an idea. Or did you already have an idea and here was an opportunity for you to get some traction?
We already had the idea and we thought that we could go to 48-hour launch and get business out of it.
Okay. So tell us about the idea and the need. Why would somebody need Bandtutor?
Well, there's so many rated R-rated material on the internet. And so my friends would always try to look up music tutorials on the internet and see all these inappropriate videos. And so we thought maybe we should make something that would have, like, no inappropriateness, nothing, just music tutorials.
Okay. So you'd go search for some kind of music tutorial and you'd wind up with R-rated movies in your search results?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So you're wanting something that's that doesn't have all that extra stuff in there. You just want tutorials, is that?
Yep.
Okay.
Tutorials and maybe people saying that they can play this.
All right.
A little bit of that.
And now you're kind of a musician, right?
A little, aspiring, yeah.
Or what is it that you play?
I play piano.
Okay. So have you produced videos and put them online?
Well, I have made videos, but not about piano.
Okay. But there are actually videos out there that people have of the tutorials. And
it's hard to really find a certain one that you really want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've tried learning a song that I've always wanted to learn on the piano, and I had to look through all these videos that had nothing to do with it.
Oh,
and then find a really good tutorial.
Almost sounds like you were using Google.
Yeah, and YouTube. And
yeah. Okay. Well, I can see the need for that. I've used that before. I'm a hunt and peck kind of a keyboard player, and there was a song that I was trying to learn how to play, and I found a couple people with tutorials on there. It took a while to find it, but so I can see the need even as a 47 year old. So your brother also, plays music?
Yep, he plays the guitar, drums, and saxophone.
Okay, good deal. And how old is he?
14.
Okay, all right. So good deal. So you guys found a need to create a website that just had these music tutorials on there. And there's nothing out there. Is there anything out there like that already? Or
I haven't found any websites about it. There are how to do videos, like websites, but they show you a mixture of a lot of things how to do.
Okay, I see. All right.
Similar, but not exact.
You know, I was there for part of the 48-hour launch. I was amazed that you guys were actually able to get that domain name.
Yeah, me too. Well, the domain name was originally going to be Uplay.
Okay.
But we had to change it because there's a game website called Uplay. So we had to.
Sure, I gotcha. Yeah, you guys are serious musicians. You don't want to get mixed up with some game site.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I gotcha. All right. So 48-hour launch. You know, it started on a Friday, wrapped up on a Sunday. Friday there were 23 people that were pitching their ideas, including you. So what was that like? You know, to be 11 years old, probably the next oldest person than you was at least a decade older, I would imagine, right?
Well, it was very, very stressful, but after I pitched, I felt a lot better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a lot of support. You know, so there was a lot of people paying really good attention to what you had to say, and you got a pretty good applause after that as well. So you went there, you had this idea, and then people, they said, hey, I like your idea, I want to be on your team, or tell me a little bit about how that evolved.
A lot of people said that they liked the idea, but a lot of them that said that they were already signed up to another team.
Uh-huh.
So, but some people actually did come up on the team.
Okay. And so you had some people that were there, I guess, full-time, I guess, so to speak, and then some people that were there just part-time.
Yeah.
Is that, okay.
Yep.
So what did you think about that?
I thought that was good.
Yeah?
Fun. Oh,
okay. What was your favorite part about 48-hour launch, that whole weekend?
I liked staying up all night and working on work. Not just the staying up, but just like working on WordPress and learning a little bit of some HTML. And
that's great. You know, I actually picked up a little bit of information too. There was a guy explaining to you kind of this guy right here, the nature of HTML and where it came from, and the slash tag. It's like, oh, I hadn't heard that before. So that was great to hear. So learning some new stuff, staying up late was, you know, I guess with people with a lot of neat ideas. And then where was Band Tutor at the end of Sunday? I mean, was it still just a concept? How much did you guys have? Well, you know, what kind of an internet presence was going on?
Well, the website got online. Mm-hmm. So if you were to go on the URL and type in www.bandtutor.com, you would see a website.
Great.
With our brand.
Okay. And what do you find there on that website now?
Not much. We're going to put new content over this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And maybe tonight. Just a little bit of some tutorial videos. There's a tutorial video I did. There's some tutorial videos some of our friends' children did at Drum Shop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Over there in Midtown. So you had some local businesses, I guess music companies, also take an interest in what you had going on.
Yep.
I saw that. So there was a drum shop, and so they've contributed some video content there. And you guys, did you just have a website, or are you also out there on like some of the social networks?
We do have an account on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Now,
Facebook and Twitter, tell me, you know, at 11 years old, you know, are you yourself on a social network, you know, as an individual?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So are you guys going to be using some of those social networks to try and promote BandTutor, or what, is there a particular strategy that you're going to be using there?
I think we may try to promote and maybe update on what content we have on, and we're also thinking of like a little contest kind of a thing where you can upload videos all for this content, a contest on Wednesday, and we'll pick who's the winner. We're not exactly sure who's the winner of what we're going to do yet, so we're still gonna think about that.
Okay. So, and you have the content on there is kind of categorized, right? So,
yes.
I'm a very rusty clarinet player, and if I wanted to look at some videos, would I just like go to the clarinet section on the website? Or?
Yes. We don't have clarinet on the website yet,
yeah.
So maybe tonight we'll put on some more instruments on.
I see. All right. So, you know, this whole thing is it's a very social type of experience. You know, the 48-hour launch, obviously people sharing tutorial videos with other people, strangers. And what do you make of that? You know, for me, that's kind of it's a new thing. For a lot of folks that have been out there online for a while, the whole social thing is new. But, you know, I guess it's for you, it's maybe always been there. I mean, does it even stick out at all? What do you make of it?
To me, it seems pretty normal.
Yeah?
I mean, I guess it would be a little bit new, because I just, a couple years ago, really got into this.
Yeah?
But, yeah, it's been around the whole, like, way I've been alive, so.
Yeah. Okay.
At least as I remember.
And you guys are looking at maybe different ways for BandTutor.com to actually make money, right? Have you guys come up with some thoughts on that?
Yeah, we're thinking of putting ads, maybe not too much ads, and maybe just like little advertisements saying you can buy this instrument.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that.
Okay.
And we're thinking of making a premium section of if you make an account. So maybe you could be a tutor of some sort or something.
You know, I've always been amazed about how the internet has let so many people share things that they're passionate about, and I guess this is another avenue for that. So you say you saw the movie The Social Network. You know, one of the things that Zuckerberg was talking about on there was that you don't want to have too much ads, or I think in the movie he was saying no ads, and there's a definite cool factor that comes into play, you know, with this. So are you guys are you gleaning any other inspiration from that movie and looking at ways to improve what BandTutor.com is going to be?
We're thinking maybe we'll put some social connection in. My mom had an idea of maybe making separate accounts and sections for children,
uh-huh.
and then young adults, and then adults.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. Well, tell us where, you know, in addition to BandTutor.com, if we're interested in this, where else should we look for you? You said Facebook, just search for BandTutor. We'll put a link on here on the podcast. And then also Twitter, is that also at BandTutor?
Yep.
On Twitter? Okay. All right, Cole. Well, hey, we hope to catch up with you, see where things are maybe in a few months. There's going to be a reunion, you know, for 48-hour launch on April, no, it's May 7th.
Oh.
Yes. It's for everybody to get back together to kind of see, okay, in 90 days, how far have you taken your concepts? So be thinking about that. That's another good milestone to be working towards. Well, thanks so much for your time tonight. I know you're a very busy man. You know, look forward to sharing this out there and seeing more from BandTutor.com.
Me too.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a well-spoken young man. Just a great interview with Cole from BandTutor.com, and we wish him the best of luck. We've got some upcoming events. The Social Expedition Twilight Camp is going to be on February 17th at 5:30 at the LunaWeb offices. And then we've got the breakfast for next month is going to be on March 2nd, coming up in May. And I know that's not for a while, but go ahead and put it on your calendars. It's our spring camp event. We're doing it this year, Mobile Camp. And more information on that at mobilecampmemphis.com. That is May 7th. Also on May 7th is the 48-hour launch reunion, where we'll get to see how far along these proposals have come in the last 90 days. So we're very excited about that, and we'll check back in with Cole. And everyone, thanks for listening.
The Social Expedition podcast is produced at the offices of LunaWeb, a Memphis leader in web development and social media, online at lunaweb.com. LunaWeb is a full-service web agency, meeting Memphis's online needs since 1995. Our theme music is The Year Before the War by Eric Maskall, available online at ericmaskall.com. For more information about the Social Expedition, including links mentioned during the podcast, visit socialexpedition.com. Thanks for listening.